Well, please take your Bibles and turn with me at this time to the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6. You'll find it on page 1159 in your pew Bibles. We're in the middle of our series on Christian home and family called Christian Home Fixer Upper. And so far in this series, we've looked at moms and we've looked at husbands and wives. We've looked at singles, and today we look at children, the role of children in the home. Now, did you know that today is National Children's Day? Did anybody even know that? Did you know that? The kids should know that, right? Yeah, Mother's Day is the second Sunday in May. Father's Day is the third Sunday of June. That's next week. But Children's Day is the second Sunday of June. And us parents do a really good job of hiding that from our kids, right? Because usually when they ask us, well, there's a Mother's Day and there's Father's Day. When's Children's Day? And what do we always say? Every day is Children's Day, right? Well, there actually is a Children's Day. We never told our kids about it, but it's the second Sunday of June. It goes all the way back to the 1800s. But today we're focusing on kids' roles in the home, and we're in Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 3. Please stand with me at this time for the reading of God's Word. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. This is the word of God. Let us pray. Father God, speak to us now through your word. Encourage us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Well, as I said, kids, and when I say kids, I'm talking young kids and older kids and teenagers. Kids, I want you to pay special attention today, because I'm going to be speaking directly to you throughout the message. And now everyone else, I want you to listen in too, because these are scriptural teaching, and so it affects all of us, and especially as parents and as grandparents, we want to know God's teaching in this area as well. But this message is especially important for all of our kids who are here today, those who are still being raised by your parents at home. And so I'm talking to the younger children here, I'm talking to the older children, talking to our teens. It is vitally important for you to hear these passages, these verses from God's Word today, because how you respond to these verses in God's Word will truly impact the rest of your life. And it's an amazing thing. Begin with a couple of questions for you, for the kids here today. Do you want to have a good life? Most of you would probably say, yeah, I'd like to have a good life. Do you want to live a long life? Most of us say, yeah, I'd like to live a long and a good life. But what most people don't understand is that the patterns that you develop in your lives as children can have a huge impact on the rest of your life. And I know that as children, we sometimes feel like we don't have a lot of control over life. There's a lot of other people out there, and they seem to be making a lot of the decisions for us. Sometimes it seems like they're making all of the decisions for us. We don't always like those decisions. And so what's a kid to do? Well, God tells you what you're supposed to do in His Word. And there's one decision that no one else can make for you except for you yourself. Your parents can't make that decision for you. Your teachers can't make it. It's a decision all your own. And that's the decision to love and follow Jesus Christ, to believe in Him, and to follow God's Word, and to follow God's instructions that we're looking at this morning. Everybody has an important role to play in the family. That's why we're doing this whole series on family. And this morning, we're going to see what your role is. God tells you what your role is as well. And the best part is this, is that when you do what God tells you to do in the family, you are opening yourself up for God's blessing, both now and for the rest of your life. So what's a kid to do? Well, I can give it to you in three easy words. Are you ready? Obey, honor, enjoy. Let's all say that together out loud. Ready? Obey, honor, and enjoy. That's it. Sermon's over. We can all go home. No. We got to look at those. We have to understand what those mean. But that's really the whole message this morning. God has three commands for you as a kid in the home. What's your role in the home? What's a kid to do? Obey, honor, and enjoy. So let's take a closer look. We'll see what the Bible says about each of those instructions. Number one, what is it, kids? Obey. There we go. You got a little bit of help from your parents there, but that's okay. Obey. So let's take a look at our first part of the verse, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Now, this word children here, this is the general word for children, so it applies to children of any age, both young and old, but especially it's talking about children who are still living in the home, still living in their home with their parents. So in our culture, that would mean preschool kids, it would mean elementary, middle school, high school, and there's really no specific cutoff age, so there's some overlap with older children who are still living in their home as well. But I think it's really neat that Paul addresses a word to kids in the middle of this letter. I don't know if you know this or not, but these letters that we find in the Bible, they were sent to churches. And when the churches got the letters, they would gather as a church and they would read that letter out loud to the whole church. Can you imagine being the first church to hear the letter of Ephesians? That's the one we're reading. So the people in there were listening to it. And I imagine there's kids there and the parents are listening. The kids are going, oh boy, this, you know, I'm not really sure what's going on. And then all of a sudden, they hear that word, children. And they go, whoa. And they snap to attention. They go, he's talking to me? This part of the letter is about me, and that's right. It's about you. God is talking to you this morning through his word. And the first thing he says is this, children, obey your parents. Now, the word obey here carries the idea of listening. In fact, the word listen is actually part of the word obey here in the original language. And so that means obeying your parents means listening to your parents and then doing what they say. But that's where obedience starts, doesn't it? With the listening part. Some of us are not very good at listening. When I was a kid, I had trouble with listening. My wife will probably tell you I still have trouble with listening, right? And so we need to work on that, the listening part. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8 says this. It says, to kids, listen to your father's instruction and do not forsake your mother's teaching. And so obedience begins with listening. And then it follows on with action. Notice the Bible doesn't simply say obey your parents, but it says children, obey your parents in the Lord. That's a very important phrase there. We use a lot of different names for God. Sometimes we call him God. Sometimes we call him Father. Sometimes we call him God Almighty. But whenever we see this word Lord, it especially refers to God's authority. God is Lord, and that means that he's the boss. He's our ultimate Lord and Master. So what does it mean when God tells you kids, obey your children in the Lord? It means that you should realize that God is the one who has given your parents authority in your life. It means that when you obey your parents, what you're really doing is that you're really obeying God. It means that you obey your parents not because they're bigger than you and not because they could take away your TV or your computer or they could ground you, but you obey your parents because you love God and you respect God and you want to obey God. That's what it means when it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. And then the next part of the verse tells us why you should obey your parents in the Lord. Right here it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. In other words, it means this is the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do because God is the one who has given you your parents as the authority in your home, and so obeying your parents is a right response to God. Now, we find a very similar verse in a different book of the Bible, Colossians 3:20, and it puts it this way. It says, children, so once again, all the kids in the church would have snapped to attention, whoop, talking to us. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. First of all, notice those words, in everything. That means that we don't get to pick and choose when we obey and when we don't. We're supposed to do it in everything. But notice the reason here. It says, because this pleases the Lord. So it's not only the right thing to do, kids, but it pleases God when you do it. And that makes sense, because it always pleases God when you do the right thing. God wants you to obey your parents. Why? Because it's the right thing to do, and because it's pleasing to him. I'm going to put it real simply for you. Here you go. Ready, kids? When you obey your parents, you please God. When you disobey your parents, you displease God. That's what this verse is saying. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Do you know what the Bible tells us? That one of the signs of the end times, when Jesus is going to return, when this world is over, one of the signs will be an increase in the number of children who disobey their parents. I'm going to read kind of a long passage here. Maybe this one's more for the adults, but kids, listen to 2 Timothy 3 says this. Mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God. Now, there's a whole lot of really ugly behaviors listed in those verses, but right smack dab in the middle of all of them is this one about disobedience to parents. And this tells us that God takes his command for you to obey your parents very seriously. God is the ultimate authority in your life. He is the one we obey first. But while you are in your parents' home, he has made your parents the main authority in your life here on earth. You know why God did that? You know why God gave that responsibility to your parents? He did it because God knew that you needed someone who would guide you through your childhood years of life. And God loves you so much, in his wisdom, he gave your parents that authority. Because they are the ones who gave you life, they are the ones who are raising you, they are the ones who want the very best for you. They're older than you. They're wiser than you. That means they're smarter than you. You might disagree on that. Trust me. They're smarter than you, okay? They're more experienced in you, than you. There are so many good reasons why God made your parents the main authority in your life during these years until you become an adult. And so you need to trust God, and that's our first command this morning. Obey your parents. Listen to them. Do what they say because it is right and it pleases God. That was number one, obey. Who knows what number two is? Call it out. Number one is obey. Number two is honor. That's right. Obey and honor. And we find this in verse 2. Listen to verse 2 now from Ephesians 6. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. And you're saying, well, I've heard that part before. Honor your father and mother. I know that from somewhere. Well, that's because that comes from the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament. And the fifth commandment, number 5, is that one. Honor your father and mother. It's got a very unique place in the Ten Commandments because the first 4 commandments in the 10 all have to do with obeying God. And then the next ones after this one all have to do with how you relate to other people. But this fifth one goes in between because, yes, you're relating to other people, you're honoring your mother and father, but you're doing that because God has put them in your life. And so you're honoring God by honoring your mother and father. God has put our parents over us as the main authority in our lives, and so we should honor and respect them. Now, obedience is one thing. We're told to obey God. Honoring goes beyond that. It's a bigger commandment. Did you know that you can obey your parents without honoring them? You can do that. Shouldn't, but you can. But you cannot honor your parents without obeying them. When you honor your parents, you not only obey them, but you value them for who they are, and you show them proper respect as your parents. Obeying your parents is an outward action. Honoring your parents is part of an inner attitude. So it's possible you could obey your parents and have a bad attitude, but you cannot have that bad attitude and still honor them. So let me give you an example. Let's say your mom or your dad ask you to take out the trash, and you hate taking out the trash. So you grumble, and you whine, and you complain, and you keep putting it off, and then finally you get around to doing it. But when you do it, you make a big deal out of it. You say, okay, I'll take out the trash. Stomp outside. Stomp back in. Okay, I did it. Yeah, that was me as a kid. Please pray for my parents, okay? You know? Now, in a sense, you could say, okay, I obeyed my parents. They told me to take out the trash. I did it. I took out the trash. But did you honor your parents? No, you see, you obeyed, but you didn't honor. Obedience means you do what your parents say. Honor means you do it with a smile. And that is hard to do, isn't it? And that's why we need God's help. That's why we ask Jesus to help us with these things. Notice that that fifth commandment also says this. It says, honor your father and your mother. In other words, God has placed both of your parents as authorities in your life. And so you are to honor them and respect them both equally. And kids, this sometimes gets confusing in our day because unfortunately, for many of us, our mom and dad do not always live in the same home. And kids, I just want to tell you, if that is your situation today, I want you to know, first of all, and please hear me, it is not your fault, okay? That is our fault as grown-ups. And we are so sorry that we have confused this issue for you. God still calls you to honor your parents as your parents, though, and to give them your respect. But I understand it can be very confusing when mom and dad are not together, and we are so sorry about that. By the way, and kids, I'm going to talk to the adults for a minute, so you can tune out or you can listen in and find out what I'm telling your mom and dad, too. But by the way, this command to honor our parents still holds true when we grow to be adults. We're no longer commanded to obey our parents in the same way that we did when we were under their authority, when we were kids in the home. But God commands us to honor our parents always and forever. Leviticus 19, verse 32 says this, "Rise in the presence of the aged, show respect for the elderly, and revere your God, I am the Lord." Proverbs 23, 22 says this, "Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old." Jesus spoke to the adult children about their parents, and he specifically told them that this command to honor your parents still applied to them. We read it in Matthew 15. Jesus replied, "Why do you break the command of God for the sake of your tradition? For God said, what? Honor your father and mother. And anyone who curses his father or mother must be put to death. But you say that if a man says to his father or mother, whatever help you might otherwise have received from me is a gift devoted to God, then he's not to honor his father with it." And what does Jesus say then? He says, "You nullify the word of God for the sake of your tradition." Jesus himself, when he was dying on the cross, took extra measures to provide for his mother and her future for when he was gone. And so when we grow to be adults, we're no longer under our parents' authority like we were when we were younger, but we must still honor them and respect them, listen to them, and provide for them in their old age. That's a word for our adults here today. Okay, back to kids now. Ephesians 6:2 also says this. It says, "This is the first commandment with a promise." Now, the first four commandments, remember this was commandment number 5, the first four commandments didn't have any promises. Maybe you know what they are. Commandment number 1, no other gods before me. Commandment number 2, no idols. Commandment number 3, don't use God's name in the wrong way. Commandment number 4, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. All four of those commandments, no promises attached to them. In fact, there are actually some warnings and some threats attached to them, saying you better do this or this could happen to you. But when God came to this command, he told you, honor your father and your mother. He gave you a promise along with it. I think that's so neat. God could have just said, obey your mother and father or else. But he didn't do that. He said, obey your mother and father, and guess what? Good stuff's going to happen. And that's where we get to next, is this wonderful promise. And so we get to our third part now. Let's go over them again. Number 1 is obey. Number 2, honor. Number 3, enjoy. Okay, we're getting to the good part now. But did you notice you have to go through the first two parts first? You don't get to enjoy unless you do the obey and the honor first. But if you obey and you honor, then you have this wonderful promise from God. And here's the promise that God gave along with the commandment. Ephesians 6, verse 3, obey and honor, why? That it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. And so what's the promise when you obey God by honoring and obeying your parents? 2 things, you will enjoy a good life, and you will enjoy a long life. Let's just talk about each of those just for a minute. First of all, you're going to enjoy a good life. And God gives us a very simple principle here. Things go better for you when you honor and obey your parents than they do when you rebel against your parents. Things go better for you when you honor and obey your parents. First of all, things go better at home. Now, I won't ask for hands to raise because we would all raise our hands. How many of you ever get into arguments at home? Of course, we all get into arguments at home, right? Now, kids, I'm going to ask you something. You got to be honest, at least with yourself, okay? How many times are those arguments partly your fault? Either maybe you started the argument or maybe you weren't honoring or obeying your parents and so you made the argument worse. You see, God wants things to be better for you at home. And when you honor and obey your parents, you're going to have a more peaceful environment in the home. Now, the parents have their responsibility too. Your brothers and sisters, they've got responsibilities. But, you know, I already spoke to the moms on Mother's Day. Next week, we're going to speak to the dads on Father's Day. But this is your day. This is Kids' Day, Children's Day, and we're talking to you. And things are going to go better for you at home when you do your role, when you honor and obey your parents. You will enjoy more peaceful relationships. You're also going to, and this is a big one, You're also going to enjoy greater privileges at home when you honor and obey your parents. Let me tell you how privileges work. First of all, you know what a privilege is? It's when you get to do something that you want to do. How many of us want to do the things we want to do? Well, of course, we all want to do the things we want to do. Otherwise, we wouldn't want to do them. I saw a hand raised there. I'm glad you're paying attention. That's good. So privileges. It's like, give me privileges. Well, how do you get privileges? You have to show responsibility. And the more responsibility you show, guess what? The more privileges your parents give you. And the best way to show that you are growing in responsibility is to take responsibility for your actions and your attitude towards your parents. And so children who honor and obey their parents, guess what? Your parents are going to give you more and more privileges. They're going to do it because you'll be showing yourself responsible in the home. So things are going to go better for you at home. That's part of the promise of a good life. Things are also going to go better for you outside of your home. When you honor and obey your parents, you are placing yourself under God's protection and under your parents' protection. When you rebel against your parents, when you talk back to them, when you disobey them, you are rebelling against God. You are removing yourself from both God's protection and your parents' protection. Trust me, you don't want to do that. Things are going to go better for you outside the home because you will be learning to respect authority. Your parents are the first authority that God gives you in your life outside of himself. And if you don't learn to respect their authority, guess what? You're probably not going to do well with any authority. And that means not only will you be getting into trouble at home with your parents, but you're probably also going to be getting into trouble with teachers at school, coaches, principals, any number of authorities outside of the home. And this is important, if you don't learn to respect authority before you grow older, you will eventually, when you become an adult, you're going to start running into trouble with other authorities. And you do not want to have trouble with these authorities, such as bosses where you work, policemen, judges, the court system. You don't want to go there. Here's the bottom line. If you want a good life, God says, I've got a promise for you. Where does it begin? Honor and obey your parents. You cannot have God's blessing on your life when you are rebelling against your parents. Honor and obey, though. God says, obey, honor, enjoy. You'll enjoy a good life, and you'll enjoy a long life. And you might wonder, well, how does that work? I mean, how does honoring and obeying my parents give me a longer life? Well, it's not a promise that you're going to live to be 100 years old, okay? Now, you may, I don't know, but that's not that type of a promise. Rather, this is a principle that plays out in people's lives over and over again. When you learn to submit to God's authority, and when you learn to submit to the various authorities that God has placed in your life, you will tend to live better and longer. We see the same thing taught in the Old Testament in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. It says this, my son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart. Why? Here it is. For they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. Good life, long life. And once again, we need to understand this as a God-given principle and not as an individual promise. Because you know what? There are some disobedient children who live very long lives. Now, they're usually miserable while they're doing it, but they might live a long time and be miserable living a long life. And then there are godly children who die young. So it's not an automatic individual promise. But in principle, what it's teaching is this, is that the child who learns to honor and respect their parents also learns to honor and respect authority, and this will, in general, lead to a better and a longer life. The undisciplined child who rebels against God and who rebels against an authority, that child is in for a tough time as an adult. And they may also begin to engage in risky behaviors, which will cut short both enjoyment of life and length of life. You see how it all works together. But where does it all begin? It all starts at home. Ephesians 6, 2 and 3, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Okay, kids, I'm going to talk to your parents again for a minute. Once again, if you want to know what I'm telling them, you'll have to listen, or else you won't know what I told them, okay? Parents, you have a great responsibility here when it comes to disciplining your children. And you do your children no favors when you allow them either to disobey you or to disrespect you. Proverbs 6:23 says this, "The corrections of discipline are the way to life." And so, parents, you have a great responsibility. Your children's lives are in your hands. And if they do not learn to honor and obey you as parents, they are going to miss out on God's promise of a good life and a long life. And so you have this huge responsibility in raising your children in the discipline and training and instruction of the Lord. You are raising the next generation of families who will determine what this world is going to look like in the future. And so this whole series on Christian home fixer-upper, it starts in your home now, but then it has this ripple effect for generations to come if the Lord should tarry. Don't cheat your children out of God's promise, but teach your children, discipline them, train them to honor you, to respect you, and to obey you as the God-given authority in their lives. Children and teens, back to you. Listen to me. Let me go back to some of the questions we began with today. Do you want to enjoy life? Yeah, of course you do. Do you want to have a peaceful environment at home and peaceful relationships? Do you want to have greater privileges? Do you want God's protection on your life? Do you want to live longer? Yes, 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 yes to all of those. Then you will want to take very seriously these verses we've looked at this morning, the command from God to honor and obey your parents. Obey, honor, and enjoy. So what's a kid to do? Well, you know what? Jesus was a kid once. And when he was a kid, he gave us the perfect example. We find it in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. Jesus was about 12 years old at this time, so older than some of you and younger than some others. And he was in the temple courts. He was talking with the teachers. His parents found him. And then we read this in Luke, chapter 2, beginning verse 51. It says, "Then he," Jesus, "went down to Nazareth," that's where they lived, "with his parents, and he was obedient to them. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men." What did Jesus do? He honored and obeyed his parents in his youth as a kid. What was the result? Things went well for him. He grew in wisdom and stature. That means he grew smarter and stronger, and he grew in favor with God and men. That means God's blessing was upon his life. What's a kid to do? Children, obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life in the earth. What's a kid to do? Say it with me. Obey. Number two, honor. And number three, enjoy. Amen. Let's pray. Dear God, I thank you for your word this morning. Lord, there's so much in here for us as kids and adults today. And Lord, I pray for each of our children here, I pray for each of our teens, I pray for each of our young people still in their parents' home. Lord, this is a commandment, but it's a commandment with a promise. And what a wonderful promise it is. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.